Last week, Current State listeners heard storytellers open up on the theme, The Call of the Wild, at Valley Court Park in East Lansing, and we certainly heard some wild stories. This story was from Jay Wager. It's about an unexpected encounter on a Japanese beach.
Well, just remember, this could happen to anyone. So, for about 2.5 years, my wife, who's present, and my 4 kids and I, we lived in Japan. And we lived on the west coast of Japan, and we were about a mile from the Sea of Japan. And we liked to go to the beach. One day we went to the beach, and my wife and I were sitting on the blanket with our 2 daughters, who were just about 2 and just about 4. And the boys, who were 7 and 9, are running up and down the beach and playing in the water, and I'm keeping my eye on them. And I noticed there's this Japanese man with a pail, and my 2 kids are looking in the pail, and I'm thinking, maybe I should check this out. So I amble over, and I look down into the pail, and there's an octopus in the pail. And when the man sees me, he lifts the octopus out of the pail, and it's kind of about maybe tip to tip. It'd be like 14 inches, and it's kind of hanging there limp in his hand, but its tentacles are moving a little bit, so I know it's still alive. And he holds it out to me, and my Japanese isn't good enough at that point to say, you're a crazy man, get that away from me. So I just shook my head no. And my older son shook his head no. And my younger son, who loves everything that lives, held out his hand. And the man placed the octopus in his hand, and it seemed to come to life and wrapped all its tentacles around his arm. Not good. But I paused for a moment to think, and, you know, what do you do when you get an octopus on your hand? And I kind of ran it through the, you know, great data bank that is your brain and came back with insufficient data, no response. So I look back at my son, and he's still smiling, and I'm saying, hey, this could have a good resolution. He's happy, and hopefully the man will take the octopus and go away. And just at that time, he starts screaming, it's biting me, it's biting me. And octopi, if you don't know, have a little beak like a parrot. And so it's, you know, biting his hand. And I run it through my brain again. What do you do when you get an octopus on your hand? Got nothing. So I grabbed a couple tentacles and grabbed a couple more tentacles, and there's still more tentacles there. So I let go of this hand, and I wrap back around, and I let go of this hand, and I wrap back. So I'm grabbing tentacles, and it just, they got a lot of tentacles. And so then I got to the point of panic, and I just didn't know what to do, so I grabbed its head. And octopi don't have a skull, so it's like grabbing his brains. So he let go then, went limp, and I had him, and I put him back in the pail. So now, if you ever find yourself with an octopus on your hand, you know what to do. If the octopus is over 10 feet in length, results may vary. Thank you.
And be sure to join us for our next Pop-Up Stories event 2 weeks from, I beg your pardon, it is 1 week from next Wednesday, August the 31st, 6 p.m. We gather at Red Cedar Spirits, Merritt Road, East Lansing. The theme is The Heat is On. We're looking for more storytellers to sign up. So if you've got a story to tell along the theme of The Heat is On, email us, please, currentstate@wkar.org. You can also learn more at our Facebook page, Pop-Up Stories Lansing, and like it while you're at it. Thank you.